Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Padded Room Podcast, Outpatient Files. As usual, my name is Darian, and joining me tonight is a young lady that you probably already know, but I'm going to introduce her anyway. All the way from the frosted north tundra wastes of Canada, it's Little Miss... No, it's not Little Miss Horror Nerd, it's Shani Dreadful. Shani, how are you tonight, baby doll?
I'm doing well, but I'll definitely take that compliment. I love Jessica Vini.
I can't believe I almost called you Little Miss Horror Nerd.
That's okay.
What kind of a fucking asshole am I coming out here? Like, we're not even a minute in, and I already forgot who you are. How dare I?
That's terrible. That's okay.
Shani, you're up in Canada, and look, babe, here's the thing. I know you. I love you. I've heard you many times on the Resurrection of Zombie 7 podcast. So as far as I'm concerned, your credit is good with me. But the inmates out there don't know you so well. So we got to establish a little street cred here if we could.
All right.
I need to know your top three horror films of all time. Go.
Oh, here we go. Okay. I'll start with my third.
Okay.
My third favorite is actually a horror comedy.
Okay.
So it's kind of a cheat.
Oh, it's fine.
Okay. It's Shaun of the Dead.
Okay. Fair enough.
My second one is a found footage film.
Okay.
And it is The Blair Witch Project.
Woo! All right.
And my first favorite is an obvious classic and probably way too many people's favorite horror movie, but it is The Exorcist.
Very cool. Right on. Let's talk a little found footage here since you brought up The Blair Witch Project. What did you like so much about that one?
I don't know. I watched it when I was really young, and for the longest time, I thought it was real. I thought it was like a real footage movie. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like six when it came out, so.
Oh my God, you are so young. How dare you? You were six, you said?
It came out like what, 1996? No, it came out in 1998.
Yes.
98. So I was eight.
Oh my God. I feel like I could be put on a sexual predator list just for talking to you right now. Let me tell you how old I am. I was in the Marine Corps when that came out.
Really?
Yes, and this is how far down the rabbit hole I fell. There was a guy that was in my unit, and he was from Maryland, not Burkittsville, but just somewhere in Maryland. And boy, he just jumped right on the Blair Witch train, buddy. He's like, oh yeah, my girlfriend used to date one of the guys that went out there. They never found him, man. I almost shit my pants when I heard that.
Right? Because then it makes it seem so much more real.
Oh yeah. Like,
they had this whole website set up, like with missing posters and stuff like that. They had this whole thing going for them. And I was like, oh my fucking God.
I remember that. I remember that distinctly. What did you think of the sequels?
I didn't like them.
At all? Any of them?
At all. Like, the second one, I had, like, a DVD pack that had both of them, so I was like, I guess I'll watch the second one.
Cool.
And, or I guess, like, the original second one. And I wasn't a fan. I couldn't even, like, stay focused while watching it. And then I went to the newest one in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't mind it. Like, I didn't hate it as much as so many other people did. But it also didn't live up to the first film, which was expected, but
I would agree. How did you feel about Heather Donahue?
A lot of people hate her, but I liked her.
Really?
I don't know. I thought she was a believable character. Everyone knew that one annoying girl, and she was that girl.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. I can't believe that somebody could be that bossy and bitchy and just a general piece of shit, I guess. Just, you know what I'm saying? I mean, at some point the documentarian would break down and it would be like, okay, we're gonna leave the cameras here and we're gonna get the fuck out of here as soon as we can. But she just ran it right into the ground, man. And I understand that was, you know, like the way they instructed her to portray that character of herself or whatever. Mm-hmm. So watching it now, I just can't take her, man. I'm sorry. I refuse to let her ruin that movie for me. But at the same time, I'm like, I gotta watch it in like 10-minute increments because I'm seriously thinking about punching the TV.
Now, this is kind of interesting, but Little Miss Horror Nerd actually knows her. I guess they went to like high school or something like that together.
Yeah, crazy. She told me that, and apparently she was a real bitch in high school too.
Yeah, so just like it just is totally fitting. That's where I was going with that. So
absolutely, I love it. And now, if I'm not mistaken, I think she's some kind of a marijuana impresario or something like that.
Yeah, I think.
That's fascinating.
I don't know. Maybe she's a little bit more calm now.
I would hope so. And I think she's put on a few pounds, too, with all the munchies.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Probably.
You said you didn't like this. You didn't like any of the sequels? Not even the second one?
No.
I actually have like a weird soft spot for the second one. And it's,
really?
Yeah, but I really dig that thing that they do sometimes where they acknowledge the first movie as a movie and then kind of pick it up from there.
Yeah.
And if you got the original VHS copy, then there was like a weird kind of a game sort of bonus features type of a thing where I don't know if you remember this or heard anything about it, but supposedly there was like subliminal messages from Ellie Kedwards, the Blair Witch, like in the video. And if you paid close enough attention, you could get like little messages from her. Do you remember any of this?
What? No, I had no idea. Like, I have, like, oh, that's crazy. I have the VHS, but I've actually never watched, well, that's not true. I've watched it on VHS when I was, like, really young.
Yeah.
But
it's, I don't know. It might have just been on, like, select copies. But basically, if I remember right, the scene where they go, I mean, I don't know how familiar you are with the sequel, but there's a scene where they go to pick up the really gothy-looking chick at the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a shot of her like laying down on a tombstone, and then she looks up at Jeffrey Donovan. And if you're paying attention, the tombstone says one thing, and then the camera pans back down to her. And then when she looks up again, it says something completely different. And I forget completely what the hell it said. So there was that. There was another scene where Erica Learson was like naked on the like in a closet or something like that. But if I remember right, Jeffrey Donovan's like weird house/factory thing had this big elaborate carpet set up, and there was like weird patterns in the carpet. And if you knew what to look for, you could spot like words and pictures and shit. I don't remember. I'm talking out of my ass at this point, but it was kind of fascinating.
I don't know. I might have to rewatch it now. Like I've seen it. Like honestly, I've seen it probably about 3 times, and I cannot remember like hardly a single thing that happens. I don't remember the plot whatsoever. I remember like a few like scenes,
yeah.
But that's about it.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I kind of liked it. It's the guy from Burn Notice, and now he's leading like he's kind of a loser, but now he's leading like Blair Witch tours into the woods, and they go camp out. But they get all stoned and high and drunk, and then they end up murdering another tour group, but they don't remember any of it. So, it's kind of weird. You have to watch it to get the full grasp of it, I guess.
Yeah, maybe I'll give it another chance. I have it anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Take it with a grain of salt. I didn't care for that third one at all. I liked it a lot more. I don't know if you're with me on this, but I saw the trailers for it when it was originally called just The Woods.
And
I was all on board for it. I was like, that looks badass. And then Right? And then it said, oh, it's going to be another Blair Witch movie. And I was like, fuck yeah. And then, but now, watching it now, I kind of feel like the Blair Witch aspect kind of ruined it a little bit. Because they took... Yeah, are you with me on this one?
I am completely with you.
Yeah, dude. Because they took the Blair Witch mythos, and I'm usually a big Adam Wingard, Simon Barrett guy. But they kind of... I mean, I remember the basic gist of the Blair Witch mythos, and they kind of fucked it all up, man.
Yeah, no, I don't know. They went too far. They showed way too much.
I agree.
Way too much. Because, like, half the fun of the first movie was that you didn't know what the fuck was after them. You didn't know if it was, like, a real witch or if it was this, like, I don't know, fucking crazy-ass creature. And then in the new one, they're just like, well, let's just show you everything.
Yeah.
And, like, all the characters felt so fake and, like, planted there. Like, I don't know.
No, I agree completely. I kind of wanted it to be just a big stick person type of a guy.
Right? Just like the little things that leave?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it would look absolutely ridiculous, but at the same time, I'd get a little chuckle out of it. So, like, just a bunch of twigs chasing kids around the woods. I'd be all right with that.
Perfect.
Yeah, totally. Right on. What else did we say? The Exorcist. Have you caught up on the Exorcist TV show at all?
I watched half of it. So I watched up. Am I allowed to say spoilers? Can I spoil
that? Yeah, go. Knock yourself out.
Okay. I watched until half where you find out that the mom is actually Reagan from the movie.
Right.
And then I just never watched it after that. But I want to. I enjoyed it. I thought it was kind of like interesting and weird. And I now understand why Linda Blair was never actually in it.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that she's Linda Blair.
But. Well, yeah. I mean, she's kind of hard to miss. And that would have given away quite a bit.
Oh, definitely. It would have been no surprise.
What did you think of Gina Davis in there?
She looked like plastic.
Right? Holy cow,
like,
man.
It looks like if you like walked up to her and like tapped on her face, it would be just like a sound of like tapping on a doll's face, like just pure plastic.
Oh, it would just crack and like spider web, like a weird kind of a like a doll mask. It'd be so creepy.
It totally would, but like it makes sense why they chose her, because obviously she underwent a ton of surgery, so no one would ever recognize her. Like that's how I kind of like thought the character developed.
Yeah. Sure. Kind of weird. I think it would have been fine if she had like stayed active. Everybody says that that she did a pirate movie like back in the early 90s, and it sucked so bad that it basically killed her career. So that's why we haven't seen or heard from her in like 30 years.
Since like Beetlejuice?
Yeah, exactly. That's too bad. I was a fan of Gina Davis. I loved her in The Fly. Have you seen The Fly?
I have not, but I did hear your review.
Have you seen the original Fly?
No.
Oh my God, Channy. Come on now.
What is wrong with me?
What are you even doing?
I watched part of it, but I just never got into it.
The original or the Cronenberg?
Just the original.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, those classics can be kind of, you know, you can only take so much swooning, or at least I can. You get like the hot wife and then the scientist or whoever. But this is like formulaic of all the movies of that era. And then the wife is basically just eye candy, and all she does is swoon the entire movie and put her wrist on her forehead and stuff.
Basically, I don't know. I have to be in the right mood to be able to watch like a movie from that kind of era. Mm-hmm. Depending on the film as well. There's like some that I'm just like, woohoo, let's watch it. But
yeah, totally. How do you feel about Vincent Price?
I love Vincent Price. I have like a little, I have a head bust statue of him.
Me too.
In our house.
Nice. Do you have a favorite Vincent Price movie?
I don't know. I wouldn't say necessarily a favorite.
Okay. Fair enough.
All of them.
There's some stinkers in there. I hate to admit it because I'm a Vincent Price kind of a guy, but some of them are kind of rough.
I'd say the movies are rough, but I wouldn't say his acting.
Yeah, but the problem is, I call this William Shatner syndrome. It's when basically you have a really good actor, but just in a really shitty movie. So he tries to just take the entire production on his shoulders with his own acting, and just kind of overacts the living fucking shit out of it, and it's almost comedic at a certain point.
Yeah, and then it's like detrimental to the film as well, just because it makes it so much worse.
Yeah, I agree.
In a way.
I agree completely. Very cool. Shani, are there any movies, any horror films that you found so bad that they were almost offensive to you?
Like offensive enjoyable, or like offensive like I just cannot watch this anymore?
Offensive like you want to like take the disc out and then like throw it frisbee style out of your home?
Okay, there's a couple. There's two that like instantly come to mind.
Okay.
And that would be the most recent Insidious movie.
Wow, Insidious 3?
Yeah.
Holy
fucking
cow.
Garbage.
Okay,
fucking
wow.
Garbage.
All right. Shit. Okay.
I didn't mind the first one. Okay. I don't think it was as scary as people made it out to be. Mm-hmm. I didn't mind the second one. I thought it was a little bit better than the first one. Mm-hmm. Then I watched the third one and I was like, what am I even watching? Is this even a movie? Like, take this off. Turn this off.
Wow.
I made it through it, but it was so bad. And the second one that comes to mind would be The Bye Bye Man.
I have not seen that one yet.
Hands down, the worst movie I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Holy shit.
Garbage.
Okay.
It was so shitty. I can't believe I went to that in theaters and I wasted $10 that did not need to be spent on that piece of shit movie. Do not recommend.
I'm going to have to check that out now, just because your review was so scathing. And
Now it's going to like look better than what I'm saying, but it's really not. Like, there are so many cringy scenes, and like there's like children in the movie, and they are literally the worst actors I've ever seen. And I feel so bad saying that about kids, but they are just garbage.
Agree. Yeah, a horrible kid actor can ruin a movie easily, especially horror movie, because they have to actually do some acting. I think the best, or I should say the worst example of that is that really crappy, I think it was 1998 remake of The Shining. Have you seen that one?
Is that the one that Stephen King directed?
I don't know if he directed it. I think he
like had part to do with it.
Yeah, it starts Stephen Weber and Rebecca De Mornay, who are actually decent, but they had this kid in there with a bowl haircut. He was playing Danny. He had a haircut, the most obnoxious buck teeth you've ever seen in your goddamn life, and just the most nasally voice that I can't even explain. I don't even know.
Just the worst.
Yeah, he looked like you could have put like a guy with a sock on his hand and done like a sock puppet and got a better performance. No. I swear to God, Shani, I'm not kidding. It is terrible.
I'm going to have to see that one now.
Oh, you don't want it. I'm telling you right now. And it's another one of those Stephen King 9-hour opuses that you see on regular TV all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could probably get like a half hour into it and be like, I don't fucking need this in my life. This is just infuriating to me.
See, that's how I felt about The Bye Bye Man. I was so close to walking out of the theater and just being like, fuck it, let's just go to a different movie. Mm-hmm. But I also was just like, I need to sit it through. I need to finish this or else it'll bother me. And I wish I didn't. I wish I just like went and spent another $10 and like spent the evening watching something else.
I agree. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I've definitely had that experience. And that's why I don't feel bad about pirating movies anymore. Shani, I'll be honest with you. I used to feel bad because like I would get like Demonic, which is now on Netflix. I watched that like 2 years ago. It just dropped onto Netflix, I think, last month. And for that one, I actually feel bad because I feel like I was part of the problem because it's actually not a bad movie. It's got it's a James Wan. It's got Frank Grillo and Maria Bello in it. But for that one, I feel bad, but I went ahead and went out and bought it on Blu-ray, so they got some money out of me. But how many times have we been to the theater, put our $10 down, or here in the States, it's closer to $25 these days with all the crazy... Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, with all the crazy, you know, enhanced sound and all that shit. Put $25 bucks down, and then just been burned because the movie sucked a bag of dicks. If that were a real product, we could take it back and be like, this is defective. This is not what I paid for. But it's not. And that's why I don't feel bad about pirating movies, Shani.
That's so true. See, like, my thought process on pirating movies is I do it all the time.
Of course.
It's awful. I shouldn't do it. But if it is a movie that I like, I will go out and buy it.
That's my stance exactly. I got
so if it is worth it, then I will get it.
Dude, I'll go get the Blu-ray. I'll support the artist. But you know, if it's a piece of shit, like apparently the Bye Bye Man is, then no, I'm not gonna pay anything for it.
No.
Sons of bitches. That's terrible. I feel bad. Have you ever seen a movie called Survival of the Dead?
No.
It's a George Romero movie. It's a George Romero zombie movie, which makes it even worse. This was his attempt at found footage, and it is complete garbage. It is, in my book, the worst movie ever made. And the thing about what makes it even worse to me, and I realize I'm doing like 99% of the talking.
No.
What makes it even worse to me is that I was like a George Romero guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
no.
I would go on other people's podcasts and they would tell me, you know, oh, John Carpenter's the best director ever, and it would be a fist fight if it came down to it.
Yeah, you'd throw down.
Oh, absolutely. But after this one, man, I don't even it's just terrible. I mean, there's just so many like plot holes and like inconsistencies in the characters and the way they're dressed, and I'm watching this going, "You are George fucking Romero. You are not allowed to make these mistakes, my friend." And that just, I mean, that almost actually made it worse. Because if it was just like an indie flick that I happened upon on Netflix or one of these other streaming services, I'd be like, ah, well, you know, these kids, they gave it a shot. Didn't really work out, but whatever. But not George Romero, man. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, it makes it hard to really defend.
Yeah, exactly.
The director at that point, after they have, like, one really, really shitty movie, it's like, oh, like, what do you do? Especially if, like, the movies prior to that were kind of getting a little bit weaker.
Yeah.
Makes it a little bit more.
No, I agree. And I would still rank Night of the Living Dead, the original, as probably my favorite horror film of all time. Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, they're great, of course. Land of the Dead.
I love those two.
Right? Land of the Dead, a lot of people didn't like. I liked it. I understand why people didn't like it. And then came Diary of the Dead, which was complete dog shit. And
that was really bad.
And then after that, he tried to spin it off into Survival of the Dead, and that was even worse, I felt like.
Oh, God.
It's terrible. It broke my heart, Shani. I felt like I needed some consoling after that one.
Well, it was just so hard. Cause, like, I remember watching Diary of the Dead and being like, oh, well, it's George A. Romero. Like, it's going to be good. And I'm, like, sitting there, and I'm like, oh man, like, is this going to get better? And I was like, oh man, it's just not getting better. It's getting worse.
Bad. It just gets worse. And
by
worse.
The end, I was like, what did I even watch?
It's terrible. It's complete. Yeah. It's completely terrible.
It is.
I felt like I was owed an apology after that, personally, being the guy that was always defending George Romero, but whatever. It's fine. Shani, you're a bit of a gamer girl, are you not?
Yeah, I play a fair amount of video games.
Very cool. I remember one episode of Zombie 7 you did over there. You recommended a title called Until Dawn.
Yes.
Did you ever make it to the end of that one?
I did. Very I completed cool. that game.
I just actually, knowing that I was going to have you on, I forced myself to play through it all the way to the end. And I'm very curious. Do you happen to recall which ending you got?
I had three people survive. I think I had, like, the bad guy died. I remember that. My okay. favorite character died. I had two girls survive and one guy. But I can't remember, like, exactly everything that happened.
Okay, but it was the same general plot crux, am I right? It was,
yeah.
You find out about halfway through that the one guy is faking everything.
Yeah, and he's just
bad. And then after that, you get Larry Fessenden, and then it comes up with, like, Wendigos or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. See, I wasn't sure about that, because they throw in all that, Peter Stormare with the psychoanalysis thing, and you have to pick which one you're more afraid of. So I kept thinking that, like, because one of the options was, like, killer clowns and then zombies and then spiders.
Yeah.
So I wanted an ending with, like, killer clowns or zombies or spiders or some shit, but that apparently doesn't happen.
They don't, like, judge the ending based on that, but they will throw in, like, things in the background and things that come at you.
Oh,
that are like that. Yeah, so, like, I picked clowns because that's what I was afraid of, and everyone that was watching me while I was playing was just like, yeah, go for clowns. It's what you're scared of. And I was like, oh, okay.
Great.
And I was like, oh, fuck.
Thanks, you jerks.
Oh, no. Yeah, what the hell?
Right on. Do you have any favorite horror games that you want to talk about?
I really liked Until Dawn. I'm currently, I don't know, I'm just, like, thinking of, like, what's fresh in my mind. I really love the Silent Hill games.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy those. I've been playing the most recent Resident Evil, I think it was. And it feels like kind of like a spinoff of, like, a Silent Hill game, like the one that they were planning on making that they canceled.
Yeah, that sucks. Did you ever have the hallucinations from Silent Hill 2?
No.
Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
I have, yeah. I've seen, like, YouTube videos of, like, people talking about that.
I have got to track myself down a PlayStation 2. I don't know. Apparently, the gimmick is you get the PS2, you need Silent Hill 2, and then you somehow have to set your TV to, like, a mono channel. I don't know what that even means. And then But then it, like, there's, like, a tone that's played underneath. It'll screw with your head or something like that.
I've heard of that. I don't know if it's real or not. There's, like, people that say that it is, and my one friend who, like, collects, like, a million video games, he says that it's true. He's never tried it, but he says that it's true, so I'm like, I don't know.
I gotta give it a shot, man. I'll get a couple beers in me, wait till the wife and kids are out of the house. See if I can't get the cops called on me, Shani. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, God.
Great.
Maybe have the wife in the house so she can, like, kind of babysit.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Make sure she has some duct tape and a taser just in case I get out of line.
Yeah, definitely.
Good times. Shani, do you have, like, a favorite subgenre in the horror side?
I do really enjoy paranormal horror movies.
Right on.
I feel like, other than clowns, they're, like, kind of what get under my skin the most. And, like, same with, like, demonic kind of films. Like, stuff that can get, like, really into your head, or stuff that, like, I don't know. I don't know if you believe in, like, the whole paranormal, like, type thing, but I think that it's, like, kind of real, maybe. Mm-hmm. So I feel that it's a little bit more realistic.
Sure.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, totally.
In, like, a non-realistic kind of way. I don't know. Does that make sense?
No, yeah, totally. Know. No, because
how about you?
I understand what you're saying, because there's, like, a... like a phenomenon, right? Like, people have, or at least they claim to, have experienced things with, like, malevolent entities and things moving and shit like that. So when that's presented to you in a threatening fashion, it almost adds, like, an extra layer of fear, because there is, like, a roundabout possibility that could possibly happen to you at some point, especially if you're working in a fucking mortuary in a shitty neighborhood, Miss Dreadful.
Yeah, I did work in a funeral home for a couple months, and I don't know. I don't think it was, like, I really liked the job itself, and I would have loved to go to school to be a embalmer.
Cool.
but it was just this situation that was so terrible. There was like, it was in a really, really bad neighborhood, and people would come in and like make really rude comments.
That is so bizarre. Or threats. Yeah, that is so bizarre. I mean, you would think if one place would be off limits, it would be a funeral home.
Yeah, it was crazy because, like, it wasn't a bad neighborhood, and I realized that, and it was a funeral home that took, like, a lot of people under social assistance and stuff like that mm-hmm. came strictly to that funeral home because we had, a partnership almost with them.
Cool.
And it was, like, a lot of troubled people that you saw, like, a lot worse because, like, there was, like, there's two different funeral homes that I worked for, and they were like kind of like joined together. There was one in a different end of the city, which I absolutely loved working at because that is where the coolers were.
Cool.
And then there was the one that was like in the hood that was very like people would just walk in and do crazy things and I'd have to try and shoo them out.
Ugh.
And like, I don't know. It was so strange because like I had this one guy come in and he just like comes in, pulls up a chair and he sits down by my desk. And this happened on a regular basis. And he would just, like, people would just, like, sit there, grab a coffee, and just start talking to you nice. While you're working. And it was, like, it's the strangest place. Like, I don't know why people think that is, like, an okay thing to do. But apparently it's, like, very common.
Yeah.
And so he just comes in, pulls up a chair, and he brings out this map. And it was a map of why the earth is flat.
Oh,
and
wow.
And that I am wrong to think it is round.
Wow.
And he goes, right? It blew my mind. And he's going on and on and on. And I'm like, oh, my God. And he's like, hey, you can have this map. And I still have it in my house. It was, like, it was the funniest experience ever.
Holy cow. Do they not have any bars in that neighborhood? Do you just got to hang around the funeral home?
They do. It's actually on the bar strip.
Well, then what the fuck? What are you doing at the funeral home? Go to the bar. That's what bartenders are for.
Right? I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't know if, like, maybe they had a family member that, like, came to our funeral home, and so they just kind of had an attachment in that sort of way, but I don't know. It was fucking weird.
You're too nice. That's what the problem is, babe.
It probably is. I couldn't, like, ever say no.
Yeah, no, you're too bad. Nice. Now, if I worked there, I would just stop showering, and then eventually the stink would drive them out.
Well, you think the stink of other things would have driven them out, but...
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, I guess that's a good point, too, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, it wasn't on. The nicest smelling job.
Oh, I imagine not. Right on. You like the paranormals? Do you have, like, a favorite pair or one that actually scared you or disturbed you in the paranormal side?
I don't know. Like, The Exorcist is, like, one, but that's, like, more demonic than paranormal. I really enjoyed the first Conjuring movie.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like the second Conjuring movie.
Oh, wow. And
I think I'm like the only one in the history of the world that did not like that movie.
I think that's accurate. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I've listened to a million podcasts talking about this film and not a single person like hated on it. And I was like, that film was fucking garbage. If I could get one more jump scare from that movie. So
I'll give you that. They did go a little heavy on the jump scares.
There was like, okay, so there's like the one scene where that train or whatever, that toy is like going in. I'm like, I know they're just going to play loud music. And yeah. They fucking did. And I sat there and I was so mad. I was so frustrated by that point. But that's my own fault.
Okay. I guess. So you don't like the jump scares at all? Or just when they're overdone a little bit?
Yeah, I don't like that style of jump scare where they just play like really loud music.
Yeah.
But nothing actually happens. And I'm like, all right. Thank you for blasting my ears
with
literally nothing else other than noise.
Yeah. But you know which movie laid that on pretty thick? The first Annabelle movie. Now that you bring that up. It wasn't a great show, but they just play. I mean, like, even when, like, innocuous things were happening. I think there was one scene where, like, the doorknob turns, but you get that big cello blast for no reason, and it makes you jump right out of your skin.
And it wasn't even scary, and it just pisses me off. It like doesn't make me scared or enjoy the film anymore. It just makes me mad.
Yeah, no, I agree. For all the years I've been listening to the Resurrection of Zombie 7 podcast, I think this is the first time I've actually heard you angry. So congratulations, Darian. You managed to piss off Shani Dreadful. And it only took me about a half an hour. Great.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's like some movies that just really get under my skin, and I just get really like annoyed at. And The Conjuring 2 is one of them. But it's funny because everyone told me, they're like, you need to give it a second chance. I've only seen it the one time. So I went out and I have it on Blu-ray now. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to rewatch it eventually. But I feel like I'm still going to hate it. But.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you get that initial reaction, your mind is pretty much made up, I feel.
Right. But then I think of movies like Haunting in Connecticut. Have you seen that one?
I have.
Now, when I went to that one in theater, I thought that was like... one of the best movies of all time for whatever reason.
Okay.
But then I rewatched it and I was like, what the fuck was I thinking?
I'm a huge Virginia Madsen guy. I like her a lot. She's been in a lot of genre movies.
Yeah.
Are you familiar at all with the true case that was based on?
Yes. Yeah, I did do some research after.
They took a lot of liberties. And I feel like that whole box of eyelids thing that they went for, that may have been pushing it a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah. If I didn't know what I already knew, I could probably write that off to just being like a creative endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. You like the found footage movies, you said?
Yeah, there's a few that I like.
Do you have a favorite found footage movie besides Blair Witch Project, obviously?
Ooh. Let's see. I really liked Alien Abduction. That's like the first one. I don't know if it's my favorite after that, but it's the first one that comes to mind.
Okay.
Not bad. Yeah, I didn't mind that one. Oh, there's another one. What is it? The Taking of Deborah Logan.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that one.
I fucking love that movie. I don't know. Like, it's so underrated.
Yeah. And, like, there's something about senior citizens that creeps me out to begin with. I mean, right? I realize I'm going to be one at some point, but that's regardless. It just, like, especially once they get really old and ditzy and they kind of, like, forget your name and you're wondering what exactly they're thinking when they're just staring at you. This takes it to, like, yeah, the whole Alzheimer's things. This just took it to a whole nother level. And I'll tell you what, it was ballsy putting that old lady in there naked. I would not have gone that far.
Right? Oh, no. Like, I thought it was fucking gross.
No, I agree.
I was like, what? I don't ever want to look like that.
Oh, God. I'm just going to start doing sit-ups right now. We'll see what I can do.
Yeah, all day.
So, Nasty, have you ever heard of a movie called Lake Mungo?
I have heard of it. I've seen it, like, on Instagram and, like, social media sites, but I have not seen it, no.
I think that is going to be... I'm going to put that on your to-do list if you have one. If not, then I'll make you one.
I have one. Yeah, okay. I have a list.
Yeah, let's go ahead and pencil that one in there. I think you're going to dig that quite a bit because it's supernatural found footage in the documentary style, or mockumentary, I guess you'd call it. But it takes a lot of twists and turns to where you start off in Ghost Town, and then you think you're going to like a rape revenge type of a thing, but then you come back to Ghost Town and things get really, really weird. I think you'll love that one. You like Australian cinema at all?
I do.
It's Australian. So I
think, okay, no, I'd be down for that.
Yeah, I think you'll dig that one. And if I'm not mistaken, it's on either Shudder or Netflix right now, one of the two.
One of the two. Okay. Well, I have access to both, so.
Nice. Speaking of streaming movies, do you have like a favorite streaming service that you go to a lot?
Netflix has always been my go-to, but now since Shudder is finally available in Canada, I have signed up for that, so...
Very cool.
That's nice. Right. But those are, like, the only two that are really available in Canada. Like, we don't have Hulu.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure we can't get Amazon Prime.
Oh.
So,
well, that stinks.
Yeah. Guess those two.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could do a lot worse.
I want Hulu, though. There's, like, shows and movies that are on there that I'd like to watch. And Jessica, actually, like, one time she gave me, like, her account information to see if I can kind of, like, change my computer, like, settings and stuff like that so I'd be able to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But no go.
Oh, man.
Lame.
That is lame. That sucks. Have you made it to the theater to see the new It movie yet?
I have. Actually, just before I was on your podcast, I was talking... to Jeff Hammer.
Cool.
About this film.
What did you think?
I loved it.
Holy shit, man.
I thought, like, do you agree?
Oh, totally. Yeah, it's...
Oh, I thought it was good.
Have you seen the original? I assume you have.
There's a story behind that as well.
You're scared of clowns, right?
I am. The first clown horror movie I ever saw was last year.
Okay.
And that was the film called Clown.
Oh, Eli Roth. Very cool.
Yeah. And I thought it'd be a good starting place. I couldn't stand watching it for the first time because I was like, I can't sit through a 4-hour-long horror movie about clowns because it'll just freak me out and I'll never get through it. And then I'll never watch a clown horror movie again.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this one is a good place to start, I felt. And it was scary and I almost cried. And then, so last week I was like, hey, well, I have to watch the original before I go see the new one.
Mm-hmm.
Or else, like, what kind of horror fan am I?
Right.
So I watched it. It took me two sittings. I watched the first half, one sitting, and then I just needed a break, and I just couldn't do it anymore.
I don't blame you.
Then I watched the second half, and I really enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was an overall really good movie. I do know a lot of people complain about the adult half of the film, mm-hmm. and I just don't agree with them. I thought they did a perfectly fine job. I thought it was interesting, and I really liked the ending.
Okay. The ending was pretty true to the book. I mean, you have to kind of take it for what it was, being 1990, and mm-hmm. you're trying to bring a space spider to regular TV, for Christ's sakes. What do you expect?
Right?
So there's that. I'm feeling you on the first half. I wasn't a huge fan of the second half, just because I feel like mm-hmm. The main guy that played grown-up Bill, I feel like he was just a wax statue in there. You know what I mean?
I can see what you mean.
I mean, other than that, I'm not furious at the original It. I just feel that it doesn't hold up, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
As far as the remake goes, holy crap, man. I think that Bill Skarsgård is Pennywise. I love Tim Curry. He's probably one of my favorite actors of all time. Clue, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes! I love both of those.
Yeah, everything he's in, he's been great in. Even like little bit parts, like in Congo and that mm-hmm. weird Tales from the Crypt movie. You know, I love the guy, but I got to go with Skarsgård on this. What do you think?
I found that the new, like the 2017 It mm-hmm. was more scary for me. Like, totally. I thought that like Pennywise was more frightening.
Totally, yeah.
But I do like Tim Curry's performance too. Like, where he's doing that laugh and he's like twisting his arm and stuff like that. I was like, oh, that's really unsettling in a weird kind of friendly clown kind of way.
Okay.
But maybe I'm like alone on that one, since I'm like afraid of clowns.
Well, I mean, that helps, I'm sure.
I think it does. But I made it through the movie. I watched it in the theater and I didn't leave. I was kind of worried that I would be like freaking out and just walking out. But I did some heavy breathing and I was okay.
You're doing yoga poses in the aisles trying to keep yourself focused.
Basically, I was like, oh man.
Very cool.
My only complaint was like the opening scene where you see him in the drain. I thought there was a little bit too much CGI at one point, and I was like, oh, if this is what the whole movie is going to be like, I think I'm not going to be very impressed mm-hmm. nor scared. Mm-hmm. But I felt like the rest of the movie was much, much better. And I get why the like CGI wasn't perfect in that scene either. Like, there's a lot going on. There was like Pennywise in the drain, and then there was rain going down, and then there was like all these other things happening. And
yeah, man. I mean, I understand that, and I think that I mean, the good news is that it's 2017. CGI has come a long way. I remember, like, what was the first movie that I remember with CGI in it? I think it was American Werewolf in Paris, which was not the best movie, but I mean, the werewolves just look so wonky in that. And I give them credit for trying, because they got this new technology and they're trying to get it out there, but it looked like they just kind of like had a 2-year-old with a brown crayon just kind of draw them in there, which sucks. But
that's like the best description, though,
right? That, I mean, it was just so ridiculous. And at some point, yeah. you're like, you almost feel for the actors, because you know they're acting against nothing. So you got to give them credit for that. But at the same time, these werewolf cartoons just ruined it for me. But the good news, though, is that it's 2017. CGI has come quite a ways, and at this point, we can do all kinds of crazy shit. And sometimes you don't even know it's CGI. You know,
sometimes
you do. Sometimes it looks ridiculous.
Yeah. It all depends. Like, it also depends on like how much money the film has to use, right? If you can't pay for someone to do a really, really good job, then you're going to get a shitty job, and it's not going to look good. And then you're probably better off going with like, you know, just using like real effects versus the CGI stuff.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know. I really enjoyed it in this film. Like, I thought it was like absolutely fantastic.
Amazing. Absolutely. I agree completely. Have you ever read the book, Shani?
I am currently in the process of reading it now. I'm a few chapters in. I'm like up to like, not very far. I'm up to like Richie's chapter or Stan's chapter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you need
in the beginning.
Yeah, you're going to have to like quit your job. And or if you have any vacation time, you could use that to get through that book.
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
Otherwise, yeah, you're going to be a senior citizen by the time you're done with it. So there's that.
And have you read the book?
I didn't read it, but I did do the Audible thing because I do a lot of driving. So it took me about a month and a half to get all the way through it.
Yeah, because it's like, what, 44 hours?
It's ridiculous. I think it was like 72 or something like that.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Damn.
Yeah. Took up a good chunk of my my data on my cell phone. Thanks a lot, Stephen King. Are you a pretty big Stephen King fan, are you, Shani?
I really enjoy him. Yeah. I like his books, and I like all the... There's like none of his movies that I can really complain about.
Oh, I can. Shall I regale you?
Most people
you not,
can.
Yeah, have you not seen The Lawnmower Man? Oh, my God.
Okay, that one I haven't seen, but a lot of people like complain about like Christine, and I'm like, or not Christine. Is it Christine?
Yeah, the car?
Yeah, Christine.
Yeah.
But I like that one.
No, I'm not mad at that. That was John Carpenter. Maximum Overdrive. It's pretty sick.
Like that one too. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just too goddamn silly is what it is. But that's so why I like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's
like
good about it.
The part where Emilio Estevez is like chest bumping the diesel truck. What are you doing?
Hilarious.
That's what I'm saying. Or at the very end where the Mack truck sneaks up on a guy.
No, I love it.
Oh, it's so good times. That one was actually directed by Stephen King. Did you know that?
I did know that, which makes it even funnier, to be honest.
Yeah, the really funny part about it, he says that he was so coked up during the shooting of the movie that he doesn't remember vast chunks of it. So that's great.
Same with like a lot of his writing, though. Like, what was it, like Cujo?
Yeah.
He was like really fucked up during, too.
Yeah, that's great. That's good news.
Yeah.
I wish I was that functional when I was jacked up. You know what I mean?
Right, that you can write like a whole novel, make a movie, make like millions of dollars. That'd be nice.
No, I can't get through an hour podcast without somebody, you know, wiping my chin or something after I threw up. Not that you asked for that information, but I thought I'd put it out there.
Definitely. You might as well share it.
Sure. Very cool. Do you have any other favorite horror authors that you'd like to put out there?
I can't think of the author's name right now, but I have been reading the book series called The Merciless.
Cool. What's that all about?
And it's like a horror teen fiction novel. Okay. Super lame, but I really like them. They're just easy to read, and I can just sit there and like power through like one of those books in like a day.
Yeah, totally. The cool thing about teen fiction is that you can read it, and it's not really... I mean, it'll be a cool story, and there'll be some moments, but it's not really going to affect you, per se.
No, and it's not a hard read either. You can just like sit there... I don't know, just like relax and read it instead of being like super focused and like everything like that and like analyzing everything.
Oh yeah, totally. There's a book by Clive Barker called Cold Heart Canyon, and I read it, I was reading it at work, and there's a scene where a guy has to put his dog down. So I'm reading that on my lunch break, and I get done with my lunch break, and I come in, and everybody's asking me why I'm crying. And I had to come up with some pretty cool explanations. I told one guy that I got maced in the parking lot, and that's why I was crying. So, yeah, anyway.
Did he believe you?
No, of course not.
No.
Yeah, there was some name-calling involved. It's fine.
Aww.
It happens. Right on, man. So you like the teen fiction. Did you get involved in any of the horror TV shows besides The Exorcist?
I watch The Walking Dead.
Of course.
Watch American Horror Story.
Of course.
What else have I been watching? Oh, Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Oh, cool.
Fucking awesome. Have you watched it?
I have. I'm finally caught up.
I'm not caught up yet, but I absolutely love it.
Cool. Do you like the Evil Dead movies to go with them?
Oh, definitely. They're like, I probably should have included them in one of my three favorite horror movies. What am I doing?
Which one's your favorite out of the three? Four.
You know, it's probably still the first. Maybe the second one. First or...
Yeah.
It's so hard. I like them all.
I think
first or the second one.
Probably go with the second one. If I had to do like a power ranking of Evil Dead movies, I would probably go 2, 1, 3. And then depending on what your thoughts are on the remake, if you even consider that a remake, I would put that one last. Although I wasn't mad at it at all.
I know, I agree. I really enjoyed it. Did you stay for the end of it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I fucking love that. I was like, oh my God. Like, my little fangirl heart was like, just like pounding away. I love Bruce Campbell.
I mean, who doesn't, right?
I got to meet him once and he hugged me and I cried.
Nice. I've met him twice. And I got all my Evil Dead posters signed and my Evil Dead 2 signed. And that's a friend of mine actually brought in a chainsaw and had him sign that, which was pretty cool.
That's fucking sweet.
If I meet him again, I think I'm going to have him sign my Maniac Cop poster. That ought to just throw him for a loop. I don't think he'll see that one coming.
No, he'll be shocked.
Whoa, you saw this movie. Right on. You like Bruce Campbell. Are there any other like horror like names that you're attracted to or that you look for when you're looking at movies?
Vera Farmiga.
Oh yeah, totally.
I love her. I think she's probably one of my favorite actresses.
Despite your hatred for like, Conjuring 2.
Despite it. I think she's the only good part, to be honest.
I could see that.
But no, I think she's absolutely fantastic. Oh, like I said, like, yeah, back to the TV series, Bates Motel.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked Hannibal. I really liked.
Cool.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, Vera Farmiga comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Evan Peters, but I think any...
Any female.
Girl my age.
Yeah, any female.
Any female.
God.
Is just like, and like, I don't know. That's just like what comes to mind. I obviously really do enjoy Clive Barker.
Cool.
He reads like audiobooks.
Oh yeah, I've done a few.
And
of those.
I have a full like a whole set of them, and I like that a lot.
Nice.
I wasn't the biggest fan of the Hellraiser movies. Wah wah. But
no, I get you on that. I'm a huge Pinhead fan. I actually have Pinhead tattooed on my back.
Yeah, but see, I like that. But
yeah, I can't. Once you get like past part four, that whole franchise just took a huge shit.
It really did. I don't know. It just got to be just like too much for me. Like I like the first one. I liked the second one. Mm. I can hardly even remember the third one.
Third one was the nightclub, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
Fourth one was Past, Present, Future with the Toy Maker's Box. And then after that, we just got into like weird cop dramas where they just happened to have Pinhead and they like shoved him in front of the camera, called it Hellraiser.
Okay, so this is like off topic, but it just kind of like got me like, it's such a long movie series. There's so many different movies in that one. But then it got me thinking, what do you think of the Saw franchise?
Saw, I'm going to take a beating for this, and that's fine. I don't care. The Saw movies to me are a guilty pleasure.
Right?
I love number one. For some goddamn reason, I love part two more than part one. Three and four were kind of sketchy. I didn't really care for them. But I did like the way they tried to do the simultaneous sequels happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Five, for some reason, I have a weird soft spot for part five. It's not the best, but I just dig it. And I don't think it was even supposed to be a Saw movie.
Originally.
Yeah, I think it was just supposed to be some torture porn knockoff crap. But they got Tobin Bell and they put him in there, and I love him, so there's that. And then six, I don't exactly remember. And then seven wasn't that great. I got moderate hopes for this new one that's coming out. What do you think, Shani?
I'm very excited. I really enjoy the Saw franchise. I think like the lowest I rated one of their movies out of 10 was like a 6.5.
Nice.
I don't know. I loved it.
I love it too.
Like Scream and then Saw are like some of the first like really big killer franchises that I saw.
Cool.
Other than like I think I saw Saw even before I watched Nightmare on Elm Street.
Wow.
Just because of my age and stuff like that.
Oh my God. You are so young. I'm feeling weird about even talking to you right now.
But like, I don't know. Like, just because I used to watch like horror like more casually and just like when it was on and stuff like that, then I started going to the theater to see it. Then I kind of became like super obsessed and then watched a lot in like a short period of time.
Very cool.
But I don't know. I really, really enjoy those movies. And I don't know if it's just because it's like a nostalgia thing now for me or if it's more than that, but I thought they were like, I hear so many people like pick them apart and be like, oh, this was wrong, this wasn't like, it wasn't consistent, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I don't know. But when I was like marathoning them, like I didn't pick out like a whole ton of huge inconsistencies.
No.
And I'm excited for the eighth movie. I think it's going to be like fantastic.
Yeah, it looks good from what I've
seen.
Yeah,
it does.
Here's the thing, and maybe you're with me on this. I think it's kind of become of the fashion to shit all over the Saw movies just because they're like the latest like installment franchise, so to speak.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
It doesn't, I mean, I get it because it's just kind of the popular thing to do, but at the same time, I like what I like and I don't like what I don't like. So I like the Saw movies. I'll tell you, I like the Saw movies. That's fine. But yeah. I think the problem is that it's not Jason, Freddy, or Michael. And I think that, like, a lot of people more my age, because I'm an old fart, are just so attached to the original slasher formula that they don't like deviations from it. So you take, like you have somebody that wants to shit all over the Saw movies, and then they praise Friday the 13th. Motherfucker, that was the same movie 8 times in a row, just with different kids. And you're going to tell me you didn't like the Saw movies and that they're garbage? Are you insane? That's just my stance. I don't get it, man.
I know. I can totally definitely see where you're coming from. Like, I don't know. I obviously love the Friday the 13th movies.
No, I like them. I like them too. Yeah.
I just don't, like, I don't see why people hate on the Saw franchise so much. And it's not just, like, people who are older than me. Like, it's people my age that are like, these movies are garbage. And I'm like, I just don't get it.
I don't get it at all. I don't. I love the traps. I love the possibility of redemption. Even though, like, once Tobin Bell left and he died, the detective guy was like past redemption and he just wanted to kill everybody.
Yeah.
But I'm still into the possibility of you getting out minus an arm and being a better person for it. I like that aspect.
Me too.
And I like the way that the traps always have like that weird thing that you missed to where you could have walked away, but you were too busy like up in your own head.
Yeah, so, focusing on something else.
Yeah, some other shit, and then you fucked up, and now you're going to have to chew your own arm off because you're an asshole. So there's that.
No, I really like that too. There's like some scenes I just like specifically remember, like getting thrown into that needle pit.
That is the worst.
I thought that was fucking so crazy.
That's probably the worst trap out of the entire franchise for me.
Right, because there's no way that person who got thrown into him didn't come out like super diseased.
Oh god, yeah. Shawnee right? Smith, yeah. No, and yeah, then when she's got to like dig through him to find the key or whatever. Yeah. And then when she gets out, she just has like random hypodermic needles sticking out of her like a porcupine. Oh my god.
Oh fuck. Like, yeah. Oh, I thought it was so cool. I love that.
I love it. I love everything about it. Do you, other than Saw, obviously, and Evil Dead, do you have a favorite franchise per se?
Other than Saw and Evil Dead. Hold on. I gotta think about this one.
Oh, take your time.
Halloween.
Very cool.
Yeah, Halloween.
Right on.
I really enjoy that one.
Even part 3?
Even, I loved part 3.
That's what I told Ron Martin. He's like, you're insane. I'm like, no, it's a great show, you son of a bitch.
No, so many people love that movie. And like, so many people don't, but they just don't get it.
No.
They're just like too focused on one thing. But like how they originally planned for the Halloween franchise to go was for it to be like different series.
Exactly.
Focusing on Halloween.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so good.
I loved it. I get it. It's not, I mean, looking at it with like, that's the drawback of being a podcaster is you have to analyze everything you see. And it's not actually a good movie per se. It is flawed. But at the same time, it's just so much fun to watch. Tom Atkins running around punching people out, having sex with random chicks like 2 minutes after he meets them. I love it.
Yeah, no, I really liked it. And a damn song, it always gets stuck in my head for like weeks.
Yeah, don't even, because then I'll start singing it and it'll be in my
head. No. I think it's already there, too late.
Stop it. What did you think of the Rob Zombie remakes?
Okay, so when I first watched them, I went to them in theater and I enjoyed them. But then after doing like a whole rewatch of the franchise, I don't know.
Is it just too much with the white trash stuff? I get it.
I think it is. Like, I think that was like the biggest thing. It just didn't have that same feel.
No, I agree. I liked them, but I'm a Rob Zombie type of a guy.
See, I like Rob Zombie. Like I liked his other films, but
He just can't get out of like the trailer park. It feels like
you know what I mean.
And as soon as you see
like another
as soon as you see Rob Zombie pop up in the credits, you're like, oh god, here comes the neck tattoos and the weird dreadlocks and the fucking other denim jackets for no reason. And of course, it's going to be set in 1970 whatever because that's what he's obsessed with.
Yeah.
I wasn't mad at him. A lot of people were really mad at him, especially part 2. I wasn't mad at that one either.
You liked the horse? You like the weird dream horse?
I'm not furious at that. I don't like, well, I guess it depends on what your stance on Michael Myers is, because a lot of people, yeah, like in on my show, we do this thing called the Terror Dome, where mm-hmm. we take horror villains and we like have them fight each other, and people write and call in to vote on who they think would win. And
yeah, yeah.
They, you know, they, it's like a big debate. Like this year, the big debate was Michael Myers versus the tall man from Phantasm. And a lot of people were writing in with these weird theories about how Michael Myers is like a Halloween demon, and whenever he kills a kid, he like steals their youth. And
yeah, like a sentient being.
Yeah, and I'm into it. I don't know that there's anything to back that up, or if there. I mean, it would be cool if there was, but I don't think that was ever mentioned in any of the movies or anything like that. So, but if that's the tract of thought that you're on as far as Michael Myers goes, to see him basically taken from that like weird demonic thing and turned into a homeless guy is kind of a bridge too far, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's right. that, and I understand that. It's a weird thing that happens, especially with horror fans. We get attached to these characters like a Freddy Krueger or a Jigsaw, and we kind of take ownership of them in a weird way. Am I right?
Yeah. No, we do. We get like, yeah.
Like, for example, the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. Everybody hated that. And I think 99% of the reason why is because we didn't have Robert Englund.
Yeah. No, that was 100%. Like, I feel like everyone would have loved it if it just had him in it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or at least, like, horror fans would have loved it.
Yeah. It's like we all just got together and decided that Jackie Earle Haley wasn't good enough and that we needed Robert Englund because he's our Freddy guy. Despite the fact that he weighs like an extra 80 pounds and doesn't move as fast as he used to,
not look the same.
He would not, but whatever. That's what CGI is for, I guess.
Yeah.
Right on. Speaking of remakes, how do you feel about remakes in general, Shani?
I don't mind them. I don't know. I feel like they get a lot of hate.
Yeah.
And I, like, every time I see a remake, I have a pretty open mind, except for one. There's one movie that I'm like, no, just don't touch that one.
Uh-oh.
But...
Well, yeah. Don't keep us in suspense. What's the one movie?
Okay, it's not a horror movie.
Okay.
But it is a movie that I hold dear to my heart, and it is Jumanji.
Oh, wow.
I just don't want that one to be touched at all. I'm like, my favorite actor of all time is Robin Williams.
Very
even
cool.
though he's not a horror movie actor, I think he's absolutely fantastic. And he reminds, it's like weird, because he like kind of reminds me of my dad in a way.
Cool.
Because my dad kind of like has that same personality type.
Uh-huh.
So I hate seeing like, I don't want to see that movie be touched at all in any way, shape, or form. As for horror movies, though, like, I don't mind remakes at all. Like, I like the Evil Dead one.
Right.
I didn't mind the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake. I like that movie. I thought it was good.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right on. So, excuse me. One last question before we walk away here, Shani. And this is something that's been vexing me as I'm getting older and my family is moving forward. You're a parent. You have two kids. Is that right?
I do.
What is the dividing line on when you start introducing them to horror? Or are you already in that phase? Or how are you rolling into that?
Okay, so my oldest son is 8 years old.
Cool.
And I feel like I'm already starting to kind of roll into it. Like, when he was really little, he used to, like, watch, like, Beetlejuice and stuff like that. But so did I. So I'm like, it's okay. I did.
Right on.
But I base it on how he reacts to things. If I see him, like, covering his eyes and being like, get that off the screen, then I'm like, hey, obviously he's not ready. Mm-hmm. I think the scariest thing, like, the biggest thing that he started watching that would be kind of horror-related right now is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
The show or the movie?
The show. The TV show.
Cool.
We're currently watching through that, and so far so good. He's almost 9, and he's heard me talk about it and stuff like that, and he likes it. He likes like children's horror as well. He likes like Goosebumps and Are You Afraid of the Dark and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't showed him like a real horror movie yet or anything like that. I just don't feel that he's like ready for it.
Okay. So that makes sense. See, when I was growing up, and I realize this is going to be a completely foreign concept to you, but when I was growing up, I grew up in a house with one TV and one VCR, and my dad had complete dominion over both. So we watched whatever he wanted to watch, and if we didn't like what was on, then we had to go find something else to do.
Yeah.
But he was a big horror guy, too. And at first, when, you know, I was like 6 or 7, I was like, oh, Jesus, this is going to give me nightmares. Forget this. But round about, you know, the puberty level, I started realizing the correlation between female nudity and horror movies. So then naturally I became very interested in what the old man was watching. And that was about the time he was discovering the Friday the 13th movies also. Mm-hmm. But basically his stance, and I mean, other than being a complete horror podcasting psychopath like I am, I think I turned out okay. But his stance was basically, I'm going to watch what I want to watch. If you don't want to watch it, then go play outside or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there were some rough patches with, like, nightmares. For some, let me tell you something. I'm about to make a very embarrassing admission about myself. Have you ever seen Creepshow 2?
Yeah, I have it. I have that, like, what is it? That's the Arrow Video release or whatever?
Yeah. For some reason, that fucking thing in the lake absolutely jacked me up for, like, 2 years. I don't know what it was about that thing in the lake. I would wake up in the middle of the night and I'd have nightmares about that crap being all over my bedroom floor and I couldn't go to the bathroom because I'd have to step in it. It was disgusting. But other than that bizarro instance, for the most part, I didn't have any nightmares or anything like that, or I wasn't really scared of Jason or anything because I was nowhere near Camp Crystal Lake and I had no plans of going to any teenage parties, although I would have liked to at some point, but that never happened.
See, like, I don't know, like, when I think back to my childhood, my dad wanted me to, like, I must have been, like, this is starting at, like, 3 years old. Mm-hmm. My dad wanted me to be a doctor. And cool. I remember on cable, there was a live surgery channel.
Wow.
That he would always turn to, and he's going to be like, you're going to be a doctor one day, so you're going to watch this. And I'm like, no, there's so much blood. And he's like, it's open heart surgery. And I remember, like, covering my eyes, and my dad being like, no, it's good, watch it. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? And I'm like, that's why I'm like this, Dad. I always say that. I'm like, that is why I'm like this. I am not a doctor, and now I am here watching every horror movie I can get my hands on because of you.
Nice. That's cool. So you're basically just kind of starting him off slow with more of like the horror comedies and the kids' horror and then just letting them kind of decide on their own. Is that the plan?
For the most part. Like, I'm like pretty careful about it and stuff like that. But like, he sees like all the movies that I have. Like, he doesn't like watch them, but he sees all the covers of the movies that I have. He sees the posters that I have. So he's like pretty well, like, he's around it, but it doesn't bother him. Like, I have like little zombie things like kind of all over the house, and he just doesn't, like, it doesn't faze him in any sort of way.
Cool. Very cool. See, that gives me hope because I just have, I mean, I've taken pretty much the same stance as my dad, and I'm just hoping that my kids don't grow up to be like, you know, rapists or
serial killers.
Yeah, exactly. But most importantly, I don't want to be blamed for it, and I don't want the horror genre blamed for it.
See, so, that's my thing too.
Yeah. Very cool, Shani. Where can people find you these days? You were formerly of dreadfulreviews.com. Is that no longer happening?
I still have the website up. I just have not updated it or done anything with it for quite a while. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. It's kind of up in the air. But you can find me right now on the website called The Game of Nerds.
Cool.
I cover all things horror on there.
Nice.
You can also... I'm working slowly. Maybe it'll be up next year. Who knows? I'm working on making a YouTube channel.
Oh, cool.
So we'll see how that goes. And... yeah, other than that, you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Shani Dreadful. And that's about it.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much for joining me this evening, my dear.
No, thank you so much for having me. I was very excited.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what to really... like, I've listened to, like, some of your other episodes of this, mm-hmm. so I kind of had an idea what to expect, but I was, like, super pumped.
Oh, I just throw out random topics, and then I usually do most of the talking.
No. It was lots of fun.
Yeah, very cool.
I'm glad you agreed with me on, like, a bunch of, like, different outlooks and stuff.
Oh, yeah, totally, man. I'm with you 100%. And I think leaving this show tonight, I think... there's something that you and I can agree on. It's that, dude, you like what you like and you don't like what you don't like. It's popular.
Oh, 100%.
Horror, especially is with these big storied franchises, somehow gets swept into this almost hipster-like kind of a movement where everything that was old is really cool and everything new completely sucks. But even if people like it, other people feel the need to shit on it, despite the fact that they secretly like it too and they don't want to say anything because it's not the popular opinion. I'm with you, babe. I say let's get some more Saw movies going and let's kick out some more remakes. I'm actually a fan of the remake. Well, I'm not going to tell you that all the remakes are good because there's some real crap out there. Like
yeah, no, there is.
The Fog remake was borderline offensive to me. That was just disgusting. They took a ghost story and turned it into a teen romance. But what I like seeing is different takes on stories that I already know and love. And
exactly.
As technology catches up to us and different filmmakers come out, I want to see it all. I want to see new perspectives. I want to see new special effects added to these stories and things like that. And I think It is probably the best possible example of what I'm talking about. It being
The
movie It, not It per se.
Yeah.
I'm going to confuse myself if I keep talking.
No, I definitely agree with you. Like, I definitely am like a huge advocate on supporting new horror, because if you don't, how are we ever going to get something that's better than the movies that we saw back in the 90s or the 80s or the 70s?
I agree.
Without supporting new horror, you're not going to get anything better.
That's exactly right. And another thing that often isn't brought up is that everybody loves to support indie horror. I love indie horror too, but here's the thing, kids. Just because it's indie doesn't automatically make it good. There are some dog shit indie movies out there that people don't want to fess up to not liking strictly because they're independently made. Now,
most definitely.
I'll be the first to admit, again, here comes another embarrassing admission, but I made a short horror film a couple years ago, and it is horrible in every possible aspect.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's on YouTube if you want to see it, but I'm not going to tell anybody where to find it, so don't even try. Anyway, it's indie. It's bad. I know it's bad, but just because me and my friends made it around my neighborhood doesn't make it good. So there's that also. Put that in your back pocket.
I'm going to spend, like, forever trying to search for this.
No, you're not going to. I'm going to hide it where nobody will ever see it.
Oh, no.
Not a chance. All right, Channy, thank you very much for joining me. I'm not going to take up any more of your time. Come back and join me anytime you like, or if you have anything you'd like to promote or put out there, by all means, keep us informed, will you?
Definitely. No, thank you so much for having me on. Anytime. Just let me know.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Channy.